Blog Talk Radio.
To the men and women of the United States Armed Forces and the men and women of Police and Fire Services by Dr. Kathleen Carroll, a board-certified psychiatrist in private practice since 2003. Dr. Carroll previously was the Director of Medicine at the Bay Pines VA Hospital and Inpatient Services at the Bay Pines VA Medical Center. Dr. Carroll specializes in the treatment of children ages 6 and older and the treatment of adults, in other words, from the womb to the tomb. She's also an all-time triathlete, so if you're having any problem breaking through that next level of athletics, or if you're having any problem with things in life, give her a call, please, at 813-689-2466 and let her help you. Well, Z, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. Good to be back.
Yes, sir. And we had some real exciting news coming our way. Mr. Dan Birmingham will be on with us at 6:30 to explain all that. And you know, I tried to to get something out of him this week that, you know, we had talked last week. There's a lot of talk about a certain group of a promoter group that seems to be faltering, and maybe on the some of the people are saying even in a demise situation. But I see that they are still booking fights, and I see that they are still Mr. Heyman still has his name out there. What do you think?
Well. I haven't heard much news on it. I've heard little ramblings here and there. But as far as Al Heyman's concerned, I don't think that he's going to be going anywhere soon.
Right.
The way he's put stuff together, I mean, in the business, you're going to have, you know, dips, valleys, and your peaks and valleys. But, Al Heyman, he actually has television networks sort of behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's been a little low this month in boxing. But as far as anything else is concerned, you're seeing Al Heyman fighters more than you're seeing any other promotional fighters at this
right.
point in time.
Yeah.
So and you're seeing them on pay per view also. You know, at times.
Right. I think one of the things.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I think one of the things I was going to ask you about this, one of the things that sparked the negative talk was that they canceled the Danny Garcia fight that was supposed to go off tonight in L.A. In L.A. And instead they've re-signed Sam Vargas to fight him Saturday the 12th of November, which is only a couple weeks away. And I wanted to ask your opinion on that one too. That's going to be. Ty had mentioned that I guess your trainer, what we had on last week, is it Paul?
Yes. Paul.
Yeah, Barry. Yeah. He must know Vargas or Vargas's handler because he had mentioned to Ty that this was going to happen at the Leocoris Center.
All right.
So of course I've gotten a hold of Russell Peltz to see if we can't get you guys down the center seats again.
That'd be absolutely wonderful. As far as Danny Garcia is concerned, he's a fighter that I would like to see move in a more competitive direction, to be honest. Ever since he won the title against Amir Khan, it seems that outside of the Peterson fight, he's taken on... I'm going to say pretty good competition in Herrera and Peterson. But outside of that, then you don't see him moving as much. Now that he's a welterweight, you don't really see him. I mean, you don't see him moving as much as far as welterweight fights, as far as named welterweight fights. Guerrero, he fought Guerrero, but to be honest, Guerrero has been past this point, you know, for a little bit. He's not in rapid decline now, but Guerrero, as you've seen last fight, he's just not the same as he has been. He's been in a slow decline. And I think even maybe before that Floyd Mayweather fight, when he fought Andre Berto, he realized, you know, he's moving to welterweight. He doesn't have those same gifts that he had when he was a younger lightweight, or should I say, you know, junior welterweight. So he had to fight a little different. He had to get a little rougher, fight a little more inside, not use his energy up as much. And as you see, that style, it cannot last with him, I should say, as far as Guerrero's concerned. That brings me back to Danny Garcia. He fought a Guerrero that went through Keith Thurman, had to go through that. He took a lot of hard shots with that. He took the past two fights, Guerrero has, you know, he's been through wars. So... To be honest, I can't give Danny Garcia total credit of being a 100%, you know, in his prime Guerrero. But he's fought the man, he's beat the man nevertheless. I just would like to see Danny Garcia, you know, with his name out there, with his name being touted as it is, he needs to fight better competition in the welterweight division. I think it's about that time.
Well, that's exactly what Mr. Thurman's handler is going to be on to talk about The first quarter of next year, Mr. Keith Thurman is going to take on when Mr. Danny Garcia.
I mean, when I said take on better competition, I didn't necessarily mean the best.
Your prayers have been answered.
Be careful what I wish for, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan will have all the information for us later on. I don't want to take anything from his thunder, but it's really something to look forward to. And also, they have a fight in November with Samuel Vargas. They're going to start. Danny Garcia has a new charity partnership that he's hooking up with in Philadelphia. And the money's from the half the money from the purse is going to go to the charity, and they're going to have a press conference next week to announce all that. So we wanted to get that out in front so that everybody knows that we break the news first.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful, especially getting names back in this area. Russell Pelzer mm-hmm. is doing a good job. Cassie Duva also does a good job. But, you know, we need to get more names in this area just to generate fights. People are interested.
Sure.
People are
sure.
interested. So.
Sure. Hey, Malik Scott has reared his head again and is going to fight also on November 12th. This one is in Monte Carlo, and he's going to be fighting Lewis King Kong Ortiz. What do you think about that one?
I like Malik Scott. Malik Scott, he's a tall, heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
He's rangy. He has pretty good boxing skills. Malik Scott's known for – he's most notably known for Deontay Wilder dispatching him with a left hook that people
mm-hmm.
claim wasn't that hard, but – Malik Scott is a good fighter, a Philly fighter, actually, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. With that being said, Malik Scott, I don't think he's good enough to beat Ortiz. I don't
mm-hmm.
think, actually, I think Malik Scott, he's good enough to present problems for Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think Ortiz is, he's too schooled. He's getting a little older, but he's too schooled, and he hits pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
And that's dangerous. I just think Malik Scott has the physical abilities to present problems with Ortiz, similar as Tony Thompson did. But at
right.
the same time, I just think, you know, Tony Thompson, to me, is more schooled than Ortiz. I think not Ortiz, than Malik Scott. I think
mm-hmm.
Malik Scott has a little bit more facing Ortiz at this point
mm-hmm.
than Tony did. But
mm-hmm.
I just think that it's not going to end well for Malik Scott. I like the guy. He's a very good boxer, pretty good fundamentals,
mm-hmm.
and he uses his range pretty well. I just
mm-hmm.
can see Ortiz maybe finding that opening, Malik Scott doing something once too often, and Ortiz
mm-hmm.
stepping in and maybe catching him with a counter or a counter combination, something
mm-hmm.
to rock Malik Scott. Scott's not known. I mean, if Deontay Wilder hurt him with a left hook like that, then I could see Ortiz stepping in and hurting them more.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's
a very good point. I'm going to, it's that time to call Dr. Chris. I'm going to call him online here rather than take it offline.
Right.
And we'll get his ideas, too. I also have something I wanted to bring up again, that Andre Berto.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Okay, Frank.
Good, good. We got you on the air now, so
okay.
Ready to go.
All
just,
right, I'm there.
Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about Malik Scott is going to, two fights are going to be up one fight that's going to be up in the area, up at the Leocora Center, is Danny Garcia versus Samuel Vargas on November 12th. And then we were just talking about Malik Scott is going to be fighting over in Monte Carlo on November 12th. So that's two programs that are coming up in the very near future. So,
okay.
What's your thoughts on Malik Scott?
Not a hell of a lot. I only saw him a couple of times. And he lost the last time out, didn't he?
Yes.
Did he win that last fight?
I don't believe so. No.
I'm not sure.
I haven't seen him for a while. I'm not, you know, Danny Garcia. Yeah. Everybody's on top of Danny. He's going to fight in Philly. But is he going to fight at 47?
Yes,
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a welterweight. He's too damn big to fight at 140. Well, you know what? Being it's a local show, I think he got a decent opponent. He probably should win the fight. You know what? I don't like him at 47 as much as I like him at 40. He was dominating at 40, but at 47, he's not a big enough puncher. And if you notice, they've been very careful of the opponents they've given him.
And that's exactly what Zeev just said. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he. You know, maybe he'll grow into a full welterweight, you know, maybe in another 6 months to a year, but I'm not impressed with him as a welter. He's not a big enough puncher. You know, he's a good boxer, but I'm not. But I'd give him the edge on this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm going to be honest, Dr. Chris. I agree with what you said except for one thing. I don't think he was dominant necessarily at 140. He got a disputed decision over Herrera. And he also had a disputed decision over Peterson. The Herrera fight, I thought, was a draw. And the Peterson fight, I thought he clearly lost. Danny Garcia, he's a good fighter with very good power. He's underrated as far as skills go and overrated as far as physical ability, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what changed my attitude about him when he won the Matisse fight? Of course, Matisse had a closed eye and wasn't himself the last five rounds. It might have turned out different, but that's boxing, you know?
He won the fight clearly.
He did, you know, he won the fight clearly, but it was a hell of a fight, and I was surprised he even fought him. I figured he'd dodge Matisse, but he took him on, and he won fair and square, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm just not 100% impressed with him, you know, fighting these bigger guys. I don't think he'll he can't fight Keith. He can't fight any of these bigger kids. I think they'll he's got a good chin. He's got a good chin. I get him that.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you know, to be the total welterweight now, I don't, he'll make money. He'll make a better living than me right now. And what the hell can I say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you guys think?
I think his power, Danny Garcia's power, had a lot to do with his success at 140. As you say, he was a big guy, and Danny could punch. He could plant his feet and he could twist into his shots. The only thing is, Danny, his timing, it seems to not. He doesn't have steady timing, I should say.
Right.
It was
right.
Clear to see in the Peterson fight. Peterson, for the first half of the fight, used range and foot movement to outbox Danny. Danny couldn't figure his timing out. And then the second half of the fight, Peterson took it to Danny and worked his body over. Danny couldn't figure his timing out. So, I mean, in a Herrera fight, Herrera is a herky-jerky fighter. And those kind of fighters, if you're going to stand in the center of the ring and try to box them, they're really hard to figure out. You have to time them, but you spend so much time missing and trying to time them that you end up, you know, losing the fight on the card. But
He's had every promoter's advantage that you could give to a fighter. You know, he's had them all. And, you know, he's a colorful, nice guy. His father's funny. Everybody likes the whole setup. His father's comical. And he said some things make you laugh. He's just funny, you know. But, you know, I think his talents are limited. You know, I don't think he's a true welterweight champion. You know, when the hell is our man going to fight? Andre and Kovalev, when are they going to fight? What's the scheduled date for that?
Yeah, go ahead,
DC. I was here sometime. Next year, maybe, what, February? Something.
I thought it was November.
I didn't think they were going to have it that soon.
I I've been waiting for that. I've been talking with my friend about it. We've been arguing who's going to win, and I thought it was November. You know? I know the heavyweight's done. The heavyweight's out of the picture for a while.
Yeah, he's out for good. In fact, he had to give up his license.
Yeah.
He's done.
Gave up his license?
Yes.
Who took? They take it away from him, or he just flat out quit?
They took it away from him. Because of the...
Well, if he wants to come back, you know how fast that license will reappear.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. If he gets in shape and looks like he's training and he's serious, that license will come back real quick.
Sure.
I don't even know why he took his license, but... I mean, he wasn't tested for any drug before a fight. He just admitted he used it, right?
Right.
But he caused a lot of problems. Yeah.
Caused a lot of problems with his post.
That's a crime. You know, I knew that guy had some flaws, but I wasn't sure that was one of them, you know?
Right.
Mm.
I don't think anybody knew that was going to.
You know? It's hard to believe that guy would throw away a career like that. You work so hard to get there, and then, you know, and then you blow it. You don't even make it to the next fight. That may be the biggest screw-up in boxing history. I've never seen anybody throw it away that fast.
Yeah.
You climb that hard to get to the top of a mountain to dive off.
Italians have a word for guys like him. Mamaluca. You big mama Luca. You know, you can call it anything you want. It means dumb, stupid, and half a brain. You know?
Yep.
It can fit. That's about what the hell I'd call him when he's not around. I don't want to be around, you know, when he's in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
We talk about the downside, but we can talk about the upside of some of the boxers. Andre Berto left... last Saturday to go back to Haiti to help out with the relief. He's tied into the Jack Brouwer Foundation. It's a WBF Worldwide Federation and the Global Ambassadors. They're going back there to help out with needed relief and food, health, and help out with the housing after the catastrophic category 4. So
if he's there, and then the kind of guy he is, and
right.
he'd be the first guy to go there. That's not going to try to steal anything. Christ,
right.
The Clintons went down and wiped out
half the
money in the country. Holy
crap!
But you know that's a nice gesture on his part.
Yes,
I remember when Dick Tiger went back to Nigeria to help his tribes people out, and never heard from him again. No one ever knows what happened to him. He said, I got money, I'm going back and help my people out. And that was the end of Dick Tiger. Never heard from him. But different situation down there. Haiti needs all the help they can get. That's such a poverty-stricken country. Oh, my God. You know?
And not too long ago, remember, they were just rocked with the earthquake. Andre Berto went down there to help out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's nice of him. He's, you know, proves you got to, you know, you don't know much about the guy's, you know, mental side, but he that's nice to do that, you know.
They
need help down there. They need help. I mean, the country's in dire poverty, dire everything. It's sad. It's really sad that they can exist next to the other side of the country is doing well. They're United States is investing in here. They got golf courses built all over. They're building very expensive condos, and Haiti's side is just—it's sad. Damn sad.
Well, you know
the
other side of Andre Berto. If you remember, when it was announced that his wife had breast cancer, he retired from the ring just to stay home with the kids and help her. So you know, that's a real gentleman all the way around.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I remember when he came on the scene as a middleweight, and he was too short to fight as a middleweight, and they moved him down to welter. I was surprised he did as well as he did. I thought, man, losing all that weight at a time when he's growing, you know, and young, but he made it. He surprised me. But I'm glad to hear that. That's a nice thing, you know. The next trip he should make is fly to Ireland and see if he can straighten out the dancer. What that guy said, remember that one fighter we had as a friend, the big heavyweight that what the hell was his name? Said he's light on his feet like a dancer. Who the hell was that? He comes on the show all the time. Was it Thompson or was it the guy from Philly? I think it was the guy from Philly.
Eddie Chambers.
Eddie Chambers.
He's teaching dancing. After his last fight, he's teaching dancing around the ring.
Yeah,
he's
light on his feet. He danced. Elephants dance too.
Yeah.
Elephants dance.
We're joined by Big, one of the best trainers in the world, and that's a point proven. One of the nicest people that you could ever meet, and one of the greatest guys to be around, Mr. Dan Birmingham. Dan, how you doing tonight?
Thank you, and thank you for the kind words. How you guys doing?
How's it going, Dan?
We're doing great.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hanging in there for 65-er.
There you go.
You're a young man.
Yeah, I guess I am compared to you.
Yep, you're a young man.
Yes,
but if I send you a picture, you'll never believe I'm 80. Of course, I won't send you my picture at 80. I'll send you one at 50. You know, you say, damn, he's 80. He looks pretty good for a guy his age.
Oh, yeah, like the internet. A lot of guys.
Dan, we want to talk to you about some things you have coming up and some of your fighters we got coming up. But how about, can we just get a glimpse at some of the guys you have other than the Keith and Edner coming up, coming out of the gym?
Sure. Well, I'm really high on this young heavyweight named Jordan Sanders. He just won nationals. He's turning pro. Big, strong kid. Very coordinated. Was a great high school football player. Tough as nails. He's about 6'1", about 250. You know, he's got the size. The heavyweights now are bigger than the 60s, way bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice kid, too. I mean, church every mm-hmm. Sunday and all that kind of stuff. Very well-rounded kid.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you have anything
to say? How many fights do you have, Dan?
He's making his pro debut in about 3 months.
Debut.
Yeah.
Good.
And there's another kid named Mikhail Teal. He's the same way. He's the top fighter in the amateurs, and he's a middleweight, 165-pounder. He's one of Keith's sparring partners. Real good kid.
Uh-huh.
Both of them, I
good.
Think, have great futures in the game.
Good.
I'll let you have both of these guys in the gym. You do.
Oh, yeah. We raised them from day one. Yeah.
All right. How do they look sparring?
Well, Mikhail really doesn't box with Jordan too much because Jordan's so much bigger. But, I mean, Mikhail holds his own with Keith, if that tells you anything. I mean, he's a really good kid, yeah.
That's great.
At 165, he should hold his own with Keith, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got some size on Keith. But Keith's got a lot of experience. Don't forget, 7 national titles, amateur world champion. You know.
How tall is this guy at 65? How tall is he?
He's like 6'2". He's got some height.
Holy Christ. Yeah, that's a lot of height, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of arm length and height to overcome.
Yeah, great
wow.
jet. Good legs, good eyes, good reflexes, and tough as nails.
Great. Hey, well,
6'2" at 165. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Dan, you were able to wet my whistle here earlier in the week with an announcement you were going to tell me. Can you tell us any more about that?
You mean about the Danny Garcia fight with Keith?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's made. Yeah, that's done. It's happening in March.
Oh, boy. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
He's going to fight. Keith is going to fight Danny Garcia?
Yeah.
Wow, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been clamoring for Danny Garcia to move his level of competition up. I thought he fought a depleted Guerrero at this point, I should say. And his competition as of late hasn't looked good, and to be honest, I didn't give him the Herrera fight. I thought that was a draw. I didn't give him the Peterson fight.
Yeah, I
thought Peterson won that fight cleanly. So him taking Ortiz, I wanted him to step up his level of competition. Him taking Ortiz is a surprise in and of itself. I didn't think he was stepping up that much.
He's definitely stepping up now. And he's kind of tailor-made for Keith, because Keith always had trouble with the guys like the Winky Rice, the real slick guys. But Danny Garcia is not real slick, so it's going to be a tough fight.
Hey, Winky Wright, drive anybody crazy, Dan.
Right.
I mean, who the hell wants to fight him? He drive you nuts. He bothered me looking at him. I said, man, I never want to fight a guy like this. You know, with them high hands and how he jabbed the moves, he drive you crazy to fight him.
And he counters off of that.
And he could read an opponent. I mean, he had great, I used to tell people he had a built-in radar system. He knows you're going to punch before you know even.
Well, he was difficult. He was difficult.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure. For sure.
Dan,
he was a big go ahead. He was a big what was that little Pernell Whitaker. He was a big Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people used to compare him to Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah. That's where he reminded me of big Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah.
The only style I've seen give Winky trouble was a Paul Williams style. And for one thing, Winky was older. And for another thing, Paul Williams fought him from across the ring using
his arms. Exactly right. You're exactly right.
For once.
Yes.
Paul Williams didn't generally do that. But he showed Winky the respect of not even coming near the inside.
Yes. Well, it's funny how Winky's style changed. You know, when he first turned pro, he used the legs a lot. And he'd dance, he'd stick and move. And then later on, as his career progressed, he was more staying in the pocket. Especially with Trinidad.
And Mosley,
yeah. Both Mosley fights, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with Wink. We went all over the world. He signed with a French promoter.
Oh.
He signed with a French promoter because at his time, you know, everybody like Aram and Duvas, and they were all busy with the De La Hoyas, you know, and the other guys. So
Duck and Winky.
So my trainer, Art Mayorga from Youngstown, he's deceased now. He said, why don't you guys go to France? And he says, I got some connections in France. So we went over to France and Wink liked it. So we stayed over there for, I think, 16 fights.
Wow.
Three.
You were in France all that time, Dan?
Yeah. We were over there for 3 years, and then actually Wink liked it, and we signed for another 3. And he got his first world title with French promoter.
Do you speak French now, Dan?
Parlez-vous français? No, not much.
You saw that in the movies 30 years ago, like Charles Boyer. That don't count.
Well, that doesn't count. Brother, we got the tapes and the books, and we tried. You know, we actually tried, and they liked the fact that we made an effort to try to speak their language, but it was very, very basic. Very basic.
Yeah, it's a hard language to learn.
It really is.
And when somebody's teaching it with a beret on, my French teacher in college had a beret on. I couldn't stop laughing at the guy. And he used to use me as a class dummy to stand up and make fun of me. You know, and that's what everybody did. I quit French in 2 weeks. I quit. I said, goodbye. I don't need this. But I still remember, you know, several words and sentences, but I never had the proper nasal tone to speak French. You have to have that nasal tone, you know?
Yeah.
You know, to really sound good, like you know what you're talking about, but I would quit too. Oh, would it? You know.
Yeah, they'd all laugh at me when I tried, so I kind of stopped English. English is their second language, so most people over there speak English also.
Quite a bit.
Will the Garcia fight be on pay-per-view, or will that be local? Do you know where it's going to be? Where they're going to be?
I'm not sure at this stage. I hope it's Showtime, so everybody gets to see it.
Nice.
Keith was pretty adamant about that. He didn't want to be on pay-per-view. He wants the people to see him, so hopefully they'll do that for him.
Good.
Great. I guess at this stage it's up to Al Haymon, so we'll see what he says.
And how about Edner? Will he be fighting around the same time?
Yeah. Matter of fact, Edner might be on the card.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to see Edner get back in the title picture. You know, he should be champion right now.
Yes.
Right.
Of all the people, I don't want to say get robbed, but it was a robbery. You know, all the people to rob a nice kid like Edner. You know, nobody's ever heard him cuss. You know, he's another guy that's big in the church and very respectful. And I mean, most guys that got a bad decision like that would be ranting and raving. But he was real calm in the dressing room.
Respectful. I'd be one of them, Keith. I mean, I'd be one of them, Dan.
Oh, he'd be cussing everybody out.
he must be a nice man. Yeah,
oh, yeah. He is.
That's funny.
Him and his wife Elizabeth, and they got I think 4 or 5 kids, and you know they're all nice kids. Yeah. They've done a great job raising their family.
That's good to hear. It'd be nice if you get him on.
Oh, he's going to get another opportunity. Al Haven said he's not going to stop until he puts a belt around his waist. So, you know, it'll happen for him. But, you know, Edner's getting up there. He's 33 years old now, so we don't have any time to lose.
Yeah. No. Edner's an exciting fighter, too. I mean, he's a guy that you want to see fight. if you're even not the hardcore boxing fan, you're a perimeter fan, he's an exciting fighter. He brings the fight, and he's also technically sound. So,
oh yeah, well he's a boxer puncher, and he's he likes to mix it up. He likes to mix it up.
Yeah, I like what you've done with him. I mean, I can remember back at the a la carte when he first started getting over to this side of the state. I mean, he just come out off the stool, go out there and try and kill somebody. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
But now you've got him out there. You got him thinking. You got him, taking a look at his opponent.
I really worked on his approach. You know, I didn't want him just running in at all costs.
Yeah.
So we worked on his rhythm and using his jab and working off his jab and then working off his feint and picking his shot.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
And he has become a much better fighter and a much smarter fighter since he's been coming over to St. Pete to you. And It just amazes me every time I come in the gym just to see, you know, how hard that guy works. And
Hard. You're right. He does work hard.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. Yeah, he's determined.
Yep.
And you can see it within his cardio and his style.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I never see him get tired. I never hear him huffing and puffing and gasping for breath. I mean, he can work all out for several rounds, and by the time the bell rings, he's fully recovered to go back in for the next round. I mean, that's a sign of a well-conditioned guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not only that, he throws hard punches. I mean, one thing for a guy to throw light punches, you know, all round long. But Edner comes in there, and he's trying to take your head off or trying to take go home with one of your ribs. The guy's not shy for trying to hit you hard. And to do that constantly, you just need that much energy.
Oh, yeah, and then he'll pray for you. He'll pray for you after.
Before and after. But
thank
he'll bury
his
door.
I didn't kill him. Yes, sir.
Dan, what else? Did you have any other fighters that would be moving from – I'm really getting tongue-tied here. I coached 5 football games today, so.
mostly the kid Jordan Sanders, look out for him, the heavyweight, and Mikhail Teal, the middleweight. I mean, those two kids right there, I think, have a real good shot at doing something big in the pros. And we got some real young kids coming up, but those two right there, I think, are two kids to look out for.
Now,
Jordan
Sanders.
Dan, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you train various fighters, all different styles, do you ever seek the advice of another trainer sometimes to say, am I doing the right thing with this guy? Because a lot of guys become famous training one guy. And now you've got 6 or 7 guys. Do you have you know, what are you doing to adapt your own attitude to their different styles? I mean, do you have trouble with that?
Well, I did. I used to bring my own trainer, Art Mayorga, down from Youngstown. And he'd come in the gym, you know, back in the Winky days. But he passed away a few years ago. He was really my mentor. If I ever had a question or a problem, he had the answer. I mean, anybody that had sparred Sonny Liston couldn't buy sparring partners, and Art was his chief sparring partner for years. I mean, Art knew everything about boxing. I miss him. I miss Art terribly. I have dreams about him. He was like my second father. He'd pick me up every day, you know, take me to the gym, take me out to eat, take me to church every Sunday. Take me to get pancakes after church, yeah. At the time, he didn't have kids. And then he adopted a little girl, him and his wife, and then they didn't think they can have kids, and then all of a sudden had a little boy.
Wow.
Our junior, yeah. I mean, it's a real great story. I miss Art. Art was a walking encyclopedia in boxing.
Now that he's gone, have you brought anybody else into the picture?
No, not really. I'm the old man now.
you're the old guy now?
Yeah.
You don't want to second guess yourself. It's always nice to have somebody fortify your opinion of what you're doing, you know. I've seen fighters in the gym, you know, and in the various styles. I don't know how I trained one. There was a kid in our gym, Anthony Fletcher. Beautiful boxer. Great boxer. I don't know how I trained him. He was so damn fast. You know what? You're better off not even training him. Let him go. Because, he was so damn fast and like you say, smart. He was the only guy to beat, as a pro, he beat the Rastafarian that Mancini lost to.
Oh, Livingston Bramble.
Yeah. Livingston Bramble, yeah. Remember him? What a character. Well, Anthony beat him early, and then Anthony suffered a detached retina and ruined his career.
Yeah, well, Ray Mancini and I were friends. We both fought in the Youngstown gloves. He came to see me fight when he was a little kid, and I came to see him fight later on. And my dad and his dad went to school together. They were friends, so I knew Ray.
Yeah, well,
very well.
Yeah, Bramble had the style to give him trouble.
Oh, anybody fits. Oh, he was something else. He was an amazing fighter. Amazing fighter. Strong, tough, could box, could punch.
Yeah, no, he was a good. Anthony beat him. Anthony was a better boxer. But then he, like I say, right in the gym sparring one night, he started blinking. I hurt my eye. And then I took him to a doctor, and they said, "You got a detached retina." And he had about 10 more fights after that, and he won them all, but then it just got too much for him. He couldn't see good, and he just had to get out. The doctor told him, "You're going to go blind in that eye."
So he kept fighting even though it was detached. He never got it fixed, huh?
You know?
Wow.
Right.
Jeez.
And he what happened? He got Bell's palsy.
Oh.
And his eye drooped, and he couldn't close it, and he kept boxing. Next thing you know, he had the detached retina. Then he had both. Bell's palsy, which never healed, and a detached retina. Christ, a poor kid. And he won six or seven more fights. You know, he was an amazing boxer, But like I say, he had beat Bramble, and then nobody wanted to give him a shot again. He figured with all his medical problems, anyway, he dropped out of the game.
I wish Ray would have never ran into him.
You know what? I felt the same way. You know, it's a shame certain fighters are born when there's a nemesis in their career, a bad guy for them, and that was a bad guy for Ray. He was a bad guy for Ray.
Yeah. Well, most of them meet their match eventually, and that was his.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, we have a visiting boxer, Frankie the Freight Train Philippone. Is going to be down here visiting with us later on this week. And I just wonder if maybe I can bring him up to the gym and meet Ed and Keith.
Certainly. Sure, yeah, I'm there every day at noon. Every day at noon. Do you have the address?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm there every day at noon, except the only day I'm not there is Sunday.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Great.
My wife drags
Dan,
me to church.
Dan, we appreciate your time. And again, sure. We'll go look for Jordan and Mikhail. And
yeah.
Hopefully they'll do well. But again, do you have a date yet? Is it you said March for Keith
yeah.
And Danny Garcia? Do you have the date yet?
I don't have the exact date. No, I don't. But
okay.
that should be announced very soon.
Sure. Good. And it's going to be.
Watch out for that kid, Jordan Sanders. Though I'm telling you, the kid's a real deal.
Now, will you be doing something at the a la carte or one of the other?
Unlikely. He'll be signed with Al Heyman, so I'll have to jump on a plane probably to the West Coast, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. That was another question I wanted to ask you. I mean, I know you're close to the scene. The Alhambra at one time, the a la carte at one time was up for sale and was supposedly sold, and now I see it fell through. Then I see Telemundo did a fight up there last week. Is that still open for fighting?
I think it is. I believe it is, yeah. I believe it is.
Wow. Good.
I believe it
That's
is.
That's a nice,
yeah,
nice venue for young people.
It is. It is. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very big. It's pretty intimate, but for the young kids coming up, it's perfect.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them feel good. It's better
yeah.
than going down to the ones that they do down at the, was it the Holiday? Not the Holiday, in the
Miami?
Downtown
Miami.
Tampa. Yeah.
Well, that's a 4-hour drive for me one way.
You don't want that.
No, I'd rather just shoot across the bridge and come back home.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, I will call you the day before we come up and let you know that we're coming up.
Okay.
And I'd really appreciate Frankie getting a chance to meet those guys.
Sure.
He's undefeated himself and has been hitting it pretty hard, looking for another belt up in he's out of Virginia Beach. He's
okay.
actually a police officer in Virginia Beach.
Okay. What weight? What weight?
168.
168.
Yeah.
Super middle.
Yep.
Okay.
So, all right, Dan. Well, thanks a million. I appreciate your time, and we hope we can get you back on again in the near future. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and always a pleasure to come up to the gym and see you.
Same here. Thank you. Thank all you guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, Keith.
Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, you might want to bring me down there as your new mentor.
Sure, definitely.
I'm going to shock you with my knowledge. I'm going to shock you.
You'll
say, "Damn, old man, you must have been in Youngstown at one time." Damn, you call me up, I'll give you my version of your things. You know, give me a tryout anyway. Give me a tryout.
Chris,
you're
when you come down for a visit, I will.
I need the money. I need the money, Dan. I need the money.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. You guys take care. Great talking to you.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks a million. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Chris, I got another one for you. I guess Bob Arum has put a package together for his boy Andy Ruiz against Parker, Joseph Parker. What do you think about that?
You know, I think you asked me about that last week. I'm not 100% keen on, or I haven't seen enough of either fighter to be able to give you an opinion, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
When you say Ruiz, are we talking the heavyweight Ruiz?
Yeah, we're talking about Andy, yes, and Joseph Parker.
Okay, the big heavy.
Yes.
Didn't he lose his last fight?
I believe he did, yeah.
I think he did, okay.
If I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he lose to that big English fighter? What the hell's his name?
Sure.
Joshua?
Anthony Joshua.
Did he fight Joshua? Didn't he lose to him?
Yeah.
You know what? He was giving him a good fight up to about the seventh or eighth round, if I remember. It didn't go the distance, did it?
No,
I'm not sure. Was that Andy Ruiz? I'm not sure if he fought Joshua.
I thought I that just rings a bell. I got it in my head that he fought Joshua. Is he about 240? Kind of a big guy, about 240.
I don't know if he's if that's the Cuban heavyweight.
No, that guy is his name's or what's his name? The left-handed guy.
Yeah,
I get mixed up on them guys. Yeah, he's the big left-hander. He's waiting in the woods somewhere. He's waiting in the for a good shot. Ruiz was the other guy that, matter of fact, who the hell did he scored a knockout. I'm pretty sure I got the right guy. He scored a knockout, and then he stepped up to fight Joshua, I thought. I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, he's a heavyweight. And they're fighting for the WBO heavyweight championship.
I think I got the right guy.
I know he's not as experienced. I know Parker is definitely not as experienced as Ruiz.
No.
That's going to be a telltale sign. Is Parker the real deal?
Well, you know what? We need some heavyweights. We got to get this thing with the other heavyweight. That's yeah. Tragic because. Just about the time boxing needs a good heavyweight to come along, you know, he blows the whole thing. That's a damn shame. You know, I guess the next fight should be Klitschko and Joshua. See what they could do.
Yeah.
What do you think of that fight? That'd be a hell of a fight.
Sure it would be.
For Klitschko, I don't think Joshua was ready for that level of experience yet.
I know. Well. Who the hell else is going to fight? I mean, it looks like he's dominated everybody he's fought so far. I don't know.
There are other heavyweights out there that, I mean, Joshua is coming up. He still has some learning to do. Now, he looks good within it, but he's also looking good against the people that you're putting in front of him. And if you start stepping the level of competition up, then, you know, that'll be a little different. I can't say that he would go ahead and beat Tony Thompson at even this point. Tony Thompson didn't look good in his performance against Ortiz, but if Tony Thompson comes and fights Joshua, Joshua might not beat Tony Thompson. Just off of
experience. I'd have to take your money on that one. You'd have to buy me lunch. You're going to pay for lunch on that one.
I didn't say I would bet on it, but I said I don't know if you would. I mean, Tony might, if he has anything left, he has that experience. That Joshua hasn't seen yet. So, I mean, that means a lot.
I don't know. I don't know. And the heavyweights, they're not fabulous boxers anyway. You know, they're much separating the, you know, boxing talent. Very few of them have any boxing talent. You know, I think youth and power can wipe out that little bit of talent and experience that Tony Thompson has, you know? Father Time, he, when Father Time catches up with you, he's mean, you know? And Joshua's a young guy, isn't he? What's he, 23, 24?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, he's a young guy. And a son of a gun's built strong. Yeah. He impresses the hell out of me.
And he's getting more skillful. He's getting more skillful. But I think he needs time before he starts seeing a guy who's on that level.
How much has Klitschko lost over the years, though? Now, this guy can't go on forever.
Yeah.
Now's the time to take on a guy like that, man, you know.
Sure.
Well,
we until he gets even older.
Yeah.
As we're getting close to closing out here, we would be remiss if we didn't say that we wanted to send out our deepest sympathies to the family of Aaron Pryor, who passed away last week. Good fighter. A great matchmaker since he's been doing that since he retired, and it's a shame to be taken so early in life at 61 years of age.
Wow. When did he die, Frank?
Last week.
I didn't even see it in the paper. I didn't even... Wow, you know what? He was a classic in my book. 5'5" and a half. 5'6". Beat the hell out of all them big, tall guys. Relentless. Relentless. Kicked the crap out of the tall, thin, lightweight guy. You know what I'm talking about?
What
the hell was it? Yeah, Arguello. Yeah, kicked and beat the hell out of him, man. Just pressured him right out of that ring. He was amazing. See, being short, I love this style. I love what the results he got. That's a shame. I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy. Damn shame.
He had an overall record of 39-1 with 30.
He was a great. I just thought he was tremendous.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Damn shame. 61. What did he have, Frank? What was the cause of it?
They didn't report what the cause was. They just said, "Oh, I'm sorry, died of heart failure."
Heart failure? Wow.
Yeah.
Did he gain a lot of weight?
He had problems with substance abuse throughout some of the parts of his life.
Heart failure. You don't usually get it unless you're way overweight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, that's a damn shame.
All right, guys, well, we've come up to our time limit here, and I appreciate everything. Chris, as always, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Enjoyed it.
And you.
All right.
Next week, I'm going to try and get Frankie will be here for the week, so I'm going to get Frankie on. I'm going to try and get Keith on so that we can all talk together with Keith about the upcoming Danny Garcia fight. And if I've got Danny's phone number, I'm going to try and get a hold of him this week and see if we get him on in the near future.
Frank's the freight train. Tell him I said it's better be the locomotive if he's – they call him the freight train. Better to be the locomotive than the caboose.
Yeah.
You know? All right, guys. I'll see you next week. All right. Take it easy, guys.
All right. Take care. Okay, Z, you want to lead us out?
Absolutely. I just want to thank Dan Birmingham. Very, very good trainer, knowledgeable, and wish him and all of his fighters luck. I want to thank Dr. Chris, as always, entertaining and intellectual. I want to thank you, Butch, and all of my Fighting Words family. Good to be back on the show again. These shows are definitely a memory of Bob. And if anyone wants to hear any Fighting Words, please do call. Butch?
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank everybody for listening. Z, you did a tremendous job again each week. I'm amazed by, you know, just the things you can say off the top of your head from the studying you've done of boxing. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate Ty and Brady Quinn. Wasn't able to be with us. He was just finishing up his game, but he had some of the nicest tackles I have ever seen the boy do, and saved a couple touchdowns today because he his diligence as a linebacker. So, and we want to congratulate his younger brother Caden J. Carroll and the Mighty Mites of the East Manatee Bulldogs. They're now the champions of the Might and Might division, and we'll be going into the playoffs in 2 weeks. So, and Ty, his older brother Ty, had a great game today. They beat the North Manatee Storm 18-8, and Ty had some tremendous tackles. So. Those boys, I hope they get some sleep tonight because they're going to need it. Ladies and gentlemen, these programs are brought to you each and every night of the week in grateful appreciation to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces and the men and women of Police and Fire Services. When you're out there and you see somebody in uniform, just give them a wink, a handshake, anything. The greatest thing you can say is, be safe, my brother or my sister. These programs are also dedicated to those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Deputy Robert Anthony Carroll, Patrolman David Curtis, Patrolman Jeffrey Colcap, Sergeant Thomas Bainger, Patrolman Jeffrey Yazowitz, Patrolman David Crawford, Detective Randy Bell, Detective Ricky Childers, San Diego Officer Mike Hendler, Lieutenant Mike Zerba, Newcastle County Police, Patrolman Anarfa Crispin, Lakeland PD, Deputy Barbara Pell, Broward County Sheriff's Office, Chief Al Hogle, Longboat Key Police Department, Chief Jimmy Ford, Wilmington Fire Department, Highway Patrolman Alonzo Moses, Philadelphia Highway Patrol. Highway Patrolman Brian Lazaro, Philadelphia Highway Patrol. Highway Patrolman Brian Murphy, Plymouth Township, PA Highway Patrol. Lieutenant Bob Neary, Philadelphia Fire Department. Deputy Chief Mike Godwin, Philadelphia Fire Department. MIT Officer Sean Collier. Sergeant Mike Wilson, Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Patrolman Jonathan Scott Pine, Orange County Sheriff's Office. Patrolman Robert Germain, Wilmington, Windermere, Florida Police Department. Trooper Chelsea Richards, Florida Highway Patrol. Lieutenant Joyce Craig Lewis, Philadelphia Fire Department. Patrolman Charlie Condit, Tarpon Springs Police Department. Sergeant Robert Wilson, Philadelphia Police Department. Louisiana Trooper Steve Vincent, Harris County Deputy Sheriff Darrell Goforth, Prince William County Deputy Ashley Gidden, Euless, Texas Police Officer David Heffer, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Deputy Charlie Kotloff, Lieutenant Mike Sodges from Wilmington Fire Department, and Firefighter Lou Nichols from the Wilmington Fire Department. My brothers and sisters, although you may be 10-7 at this point in time, sometime we'll be 10-10 at the table of the Lord. Until that time, may the roads rise up to meet you. May the winds be always at your back. May the rains fall softly on your fields and the sun shine lightly on your face. Until we meet again, may the good Lord keep you and your families always in the hollow of his hands. Good night and God bless.
Shem alek ma yelama, shem ma hezahir ma, son ashen evorat fed, hakuig again ma yelama.
dispatched to 1999. County dispatched to 1999. All units be advised, 1999 has responded to his last emergency. May God bless his soul.
We love you. We miss you.